Where is the actual protection? The actual protection is Dharma in our heart. Dharma in our heart is our protection. For example, the precious minds of the three principal aspects of the path. Renunciation protects us. Compassion protects us. And especially wisdom realizing the true nature of things protects us. Dharma in our heart protects us. As we often learn, spiritual knowledge, the knowledge of Dharma, is not enough. That knowledge needs to mix with our heart so that we gain actual experience or realizations. These are our protector or our protection. How do we mix Dharma with our heart? Only through the kindness of living Buddha, our root guru, and all the Buddhas of the 10 directions. We need their blessings. We need their blessings. Through Buddha's blessings, we stay safe. Through Dharma in our heart, we stay safe. Nothing bad can ever happen to us. Nothing. With Buddha's blessings and Dharma in our heart, we also need to turn to all the faithful modern Kadampa practitioners throughout the world who are our Kadampa family. We call them our Sangha, our Sangha. These three are our holy objects of refuge. And from the depths of our heart, when we know we have protection, we are tireless, following the example of our root guru, in wishing others to have real protection. So, yeah, we can write, stay safe. We can write that everywhere. We can write it in the sky. We can paint it on the outside of buildings. But unless we help people understand how to find real protection, how can they stay safe? No ordinary person is free from the suffering of sickness, the sufferings of aging, the sufferings of death. So this, I hope it's coming out as encouragement, because that's what I mean by it. Because one of our great joys, great delights as Kadampa practitioners is to see spiritual lessons everywhere we look. We need to learn to see Dharma in everything. So when you see words like stay safe, if we want, that turns into a Dharma instruction for us. Like the words I've just explained. And we'll learn more in tonight's teaching. If we really wish people to stay safe, we have to teach them how to. Because everybody at the moment in the world wants to stay safe. But that's not enough. We have to know how to stay safe. We have to seek protection where protection can be found. And I think all of us recognize that we have this good fortune. There's a huge difference in our life from before we met Dharma. And now, because each of us, to the best of our ability, we are seeking protection where it can be found. Dharma in our heart, through Buddha's blessings and Sangha's help. That protection, that refuge, is infallible. So let's use the refuge that we find. Although I say we've found, I would say probably more accurately, our teacher appeared, Dharma appeared, Sangha appeared, because in our heart we were requesting, we were looking, and in response to those heartfelt questions, a teacher, a holy teacher, appeared and has taught us and is teaching us Kadam Dharma with the support and help of our spiritual companions. Geshe-la says our Sangha are pure spiritual practitioners who set a good example for us to follow. And in our global Kadampa family, there are so many, many, many wonderful examples for us to be inspired by.